You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. I read, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Brethren, this is the counsel of Jesus. God does not request anyone to choose death. He said, "I present before you this day death and life. Choose life." He's not saying choose between death and life. He's saying choose life. You see the same principle here. There is a narrow gate and there is a wide gate. But Jesus said in verse 13, "Enter by the narrow gate." Now, I want you to note a few issues with this passage. Your mode of entry already signifies whether you are in the right path or not. The mode of entry is very critical. He said, "Narrow is the gate and wide is the gate." So there are two kinds of gates and there are two kinds of ways. The gate already determine the way that you are. Now, Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross and follow me." That is the narrow gate. Did you know that that is the beginning of a walk with God? That in itself is not a walk with God. And some people are not even prepared for that gate. They don't even want that gate. In their entire lifetime, they will never deny themselves, pick up their cross. Yet, as demanding as that may seem, it is actually a commencement of a walk with Jesus. So people would rather go to a place where somebody says to them, "Don't worry, everything is all right. Just confess, you'll be fine. Just believe, you are okay," and then just continue. So you notice that even the entry point is already faulty. Now, it's not as if people don't know that there are other gates, because that verse 14 says, "Because the reason why many are on the wide gate and broad way that actually leads to destruction is because the gate to life is narrow and the path to life is filled with difficulties. So people avoid the cross. Nobody wants to carry a cross. Yet the cross is the path to life. The path to the life of resurrection is the cross. Even Jesus demonstrated it for us physically. So what path are you taking? May you not get to the end of your journey to realize that you had treaded the path of destruction. And that is why this word is coming again today unto you. Ask yourself, what gate am I? What path am I following? You know, this scripture clearly shows that it is not about majority. In fact, let me tell you this. Anywhere you see people trooping to in large numbers, you can almost be sure that there is deception there. Be very careful. I am not saying God does not gather genuine people in large numbers, but we don't follow multitude. Follow the narrow gate. May the Lord Jesus give you understanding. For counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.